Allison Nelson is an ornithologist in Nevada City, California. She runs a small nonprofit there that bands and monitors birds in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Her specialty, the hermit thrush, is one of the major migratory songbirds of the Pacific Northwest. Its iconic song fills the forests of southeast Alaska this time of year.
To walk through the woods when you're surrounded by hermit thrushes and other similar species where they're singing at dusk or dawn is just such an amazing, musical, incredibly moving experience.
Hermit thrushes are so charismatic, Nelson says it's a perfect introductory bird for birder newbies.
So many people consider the hermit thrush their favorite bird song. People who love birds, that's their favorite song. And I think they can be sort of a good tool to help people understand birds and to help them understand what birds face and the conservation challenges.
This is Nelson's third summer in Sitka studying hermit thrushes. This year, she's here for a month as part of the Scientist in Residency Fellowship with Sitka Sound Science Center, banding and studying the bird that migrates to southeast to breed. Though the hermit thrush is abundant, Nelson says species similar to it are in sharp decline.
The Smithsonian Migratory Bird Center estimates that cats kill about 1.7 to 3.4 billion birds a year in North America alone. And you say that number to people and like, I didn't even know there were that many birds on the planet.
So she partnered with musicians here for the Sitka Summer Music Festival to spend an evening talking with Sitkans about the special bird and introduce them to a rarely performed composition by American composer Amy Beach, inspired by the hermit thrush.
The hermit thrush has this sort of long introductory note in their song. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. In some of the composition, there was that pattern of the long introductory note with this followed by the flourish.
With Susan Reed on piano and Luna Decker Vargas on flute, an audience of about 30 in Stevenson Hall were transported by the ethereal tune. But as Nelson discovered about a week ago, even the bird she knows so well can still surprise her and transport her, not with song, but with silence. She was on Galenkin Island looking for color-banded birds when she ran into a hermit thrush who was particularly interested in the bird song she was playing.
And so he stood straight up, made himself look taller. He pluffed out his breast feathers so he looked twice as tall and twice as fluffy and just making himself look bigger. He stood really erect, so he was taller.
And he began to sing in a surprising way.
They will sing the normal song that they would sing at any time, but it's almost like they whisper it. It's called a quiet or a whisper song, and it changes pitch, it changes sort of melody the way it might normally, but it almost sounds like the bird is in your pocket being muffled. And so I could see him right in front of me singing this little quiet song. And at some points he had his bill open and he was moving his chest like he was singing, but I couldn't hear anything. And I think that his song was so quiet and so high-pitched that he was singing, but it was just not audible to the human ear.
When something this exciting happens, Nelson is thankful for the opportunity to share it with other science-focused Sitkans, like naturalists Richard Nelson and Matt Goff, and UAS biology teacher Kitty LaBounty, and compare notes.
You know, we go on and on, like, well, you know, why did this bird do this? And I wonder if the birds on the other island are doing this, and why are they responding to this call and not that call? So you get together with folks like this and you just ponder all these questions and answers, and Kitty and Matt and Richard and, you know, Matt Goff and Richard Nelson, we just love to try to solve all the world's mysteries over coffee cake.
Through song or study, over cake or quietly listening to chamber music, in Sitka, it's not always clear where the science ends and the art begins. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.